A Saudi teen who was granted refugee status in Canada after fleeing her allegedly abusive family says she now wants to start leading a normal private life. Rahef Mohammed is getting help settling in Canada from Costi Immigration Services in Toronto. Executive Director Mario Kala says they are concerned about her security since there have been threats on social media.
We have where she's staying, a professional security that we have contracted to be there. And we make sure that she never is alone, that either a staff member or someone we know is with her.
18-year-old Rahef says that since she was able to leave Saudi Arabia and settle in Canada, makes her one of the lucky ones, since many women in her home country are not independent and need permission from male guardians for most aspects of their life. Ontario's Divisional Court has rejected a request to speed up a hearing into whether the province's ombudsman should investigate into the appointment of a friend of the Premier's to the job of top cop. OPP Deputy Commissioner Brad Blair is requesting an investigation into the hiring of Toronto Police Superintendent Ron Taverner as the new OPP Commissioner. Blair's lawyer Julian Falconer says there won't be a huge difference in timing without an expedited hearing, but it is an important one.
Weeks make a difference in outcomes for the OPP. Weeks make a difference in whether the process, under the taint that it is, will result in a commissioner being appointed before this is cleared up.
Falconer argued that a hearing was urgently needed because Blair has reasonable grounds to be concerned about reprisal, though he did not go into detail. Belleville City Council has decided to opt in to the provincial program to open a pot shop in the city if it gets the go-ahead from the province. Tahreem Fatima has the story.
Mayor Mitch Panchok voted yes to the plan.
You have 53 dispensaries just to the east of us. We have all the consequences, all the issues that come with that product being available, but then we don't have any of the funding that opting in allows us to have. So, I think this is now a safe and regulated supply of cannabis as compared to the illegal underground economy.
Councillor Kelly McWaugh was only one who voted against opening the pot shop. She said,
I'm just not comfortable that we've had enough consultation with every demographic. I also don't believe the funding being offered, it's just a drop in the bucket to what we're going to need for law enforcement, increased paramedic assistance, even mental health issues for that matter.
All the other council members voted in yes, saying it was a common sense and a legal thing to do at this point of time. Tahreem Fatima, QNET News, Belleville.
The Quinte Humane Society is asking Belleville City Council for $1 million for a new shelter. The society wants to build a replacement for their aging building that is now unsuitable for their use. During Monday's meeting, the City Council didn't make a decision and referred it to the operating budget for 2019. Mr. Moosey, a stuffed plush moose that symbolizes safety for emergency service employees, came to Trenton last week to make his first appearance in Ontario. The initiative of shipping the stuffed animal to different cities, states, and countries began in Pennsylvania on December 5, 2016, when 5-year-old Mackenzie gave Mr. Moosey to an on-duty officer to keep him safe. Mr. Moosey now weighs 9 pounds because each emergency service has added memorabilia to him. Corporal Jason Barnum for CFB Trenton tells us why this is important.
We're super excited because, one, we're the first military police detachment to actually have him, and two, we really like to be a part of this sort of initiative because this is something special. In the end, this is for Mackenzie. As somebody who has that sort of kind intentions, we want to reward that. And the best way we can do it is max participation. We want everyone to be involved because the way that we look at it is Mr. Moosey is actually like almost a protection charm, we joke and we call him, because he was given to protect the officers. So we said we can't hog that protection ourselves, so of course we have to include our paramedics, our fire, our local OPP, because in the end we're all the same team.
Mr. Moosey will continue traveling through Ontario before going to Quebec. Lessons were learned coming out of last week's orientation day at Loyalist College. Ludwig Chapman has the story.
I think orientation day is supposed to kind of like show what the whole school is about and kind of just like welcome the new students in like the loyalist way.
Around 200 to 250 students attended this semester's orientation day, participating in events and receiving a free lunch to give students the chance to ease into the semester. The orientation student leader, Lorraine Spellman, and Wellness Coordinator Ryan Stonez shared their opinions on the day.
There's a lot of changes throughout the day that were made, but I think that overall it ended up working out and the students were happy.
But I think they really liked that there was in the morning an opportunity for all the students to get to know each other outside of their academic units and then go and work in their academic units in the afternoon. That was a positive.
While the day turned out well, around 400 students were expected to be at the event, fewer than that attended, leading to some logistical problems.
So I have reached out to the faculty who were involved in the day to get some feedback from them, and overall the feedback from them has been really successful. They've commented on a couple logistical things that we could change.
The leadership team will use the experience to build for the next orientation day. Ludwig Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:07 p.m. Sports is next.
You already know that Split Second can service all your business and personal printing needs. Now you can have whatever you want printed on a huge range of items like t-shirts, bags, hats, practically anything. Whether you need a large order for your business or sports team, Split Second has many options with eye-popping color possibilities. And there's no need to wait for delivery as it's all done locally. Split Second, your one-stop shop for printing, promotional, and personalized gift needs. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville. SplitSecond.ca.
In sports, the Belleville Senators are on their way to their third game in a five-game road trip, this time facing the Laval Rocket tomorrow night at 7:30 in Laval. However, their record on the road has been subpar this season, with a win rate of 6-12 compared to 12-8 at home. The Sens are currently in last place in the North Division, but only need 5 points for a spot in the playoffs. They have 38 points, making them 26th out of 31 teams overall. The team has recently signed Morgan Kilmchuk, who comes from Regina, Saskatchewan. Kilmchuk has played 2 games with the Sens so far and scored in last Saturday's game against the Grand Rapids Griffins. The Sens lost that game 5-2. The Loyalist Lancers basketball teams are in action tonight on the road as the men and women's teams go head-to-head against the Centennial Colts. Both teams are looking for back-to-back wins after beating the Georgian Grizzlies last time out. With a win tonight, the women's team would be a game under 500. A win for the men's team tonight would help them move past Centennial in the standings. Game time starts at 6 p.m. for the women and 8 p.m. for the men. Venus Williams was 1 game away from being ousted from the Australian Open's first round before coming all the way back to eliminate 25th-seeded Mizella Bunescu 6-3, 7-6, 6-2. Williams trailed by a set and a break at 5-3 in the second when Bunescu served for the match. Williams broke at love there and was better in the second tiebreaker, then surged ahead quickly in the final set with a break to lead 2-0.
I really thought I played well today, and I thought my opponent played really well. And those sorts of matches aren't easy where you don't have a lot of openings and you have to just try to create something and see what happens. So I was really pleased.
Toronto FC has come to an agreement to sell Spanish playmaker Victor Vasquez to a team in Qatar. A club spokesman said the MLS club had agreed to terms with the team, which Toronto declined to identify. The 31-year-old Vasquez had been a key component of the Toronto attack, with 16 goals and 25 assists in 52 games over his 2 seasons in MLS, but a variety of injuries slowed him down last season. Send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. This evening will be mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light flurries, high of +1 with a wind chill of -9. Tonight will be cloudy with flurries starting near midnight and a low of -2, a -9 wind chill. Tomorrow will start with flurries ending in the morning with a low of -10 and a wind chill of -18. At 4:10, it is +1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alan Michael Steele, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.
91X is alternative radio, CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.